Well, each night this week, I'd like to offer you just a series of short stories on Psalm 23. Obviously, such a well-known psalm, and a beloved psalm, and a very comforting psalm. But I hope to be able to bring out some of its depths and riches for us. Wonderful truths, old and new. I hope to refresh us. And really, if there's one kind of guiding thought for the studies this week, it's that I think in Psalm 23, you've really got a summary of the whole of the Christian life. It's really a summary of all Christian experience, from the very first steps of faith, when God's grace gently leads us, all the way to our final rest in glory and feasting in the Lord's house. I hope just to focus on that aspect of how comprehensive the psalm is, this breadth and depth of an overview of what we'll go through as Christians. And it speaks of the rest that the gospel gives us in its green pastures. It speaks about God's sanctifying work in our lives as he leads us on paths of righteousness. It speaks about the Lord's presence and protection as we go through trials, the valleys of the shadows of death. And it does speak of the abundance of God's grace and the certainty of our hope, our future blessedness in his house. As I say, feasting in the Lord's house. So this is what the Christian life is like. And that's true of the very first verse, which we'll look at tonight. This first verse is what it is to be a Christian. This is what the Christian life is. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I want to suggest just that everything is captured in that. This is the heart of everything. And it should remind us that Christianity is fundamentally a relationship with the Lord, that we know him, we rely on him, we trust him, we love him, we obey him, and we are loved and we are helped and we are saved by him. And this is what defines us. This is the most important thing about us, this relationship. And it defines everything else. We are the Lord's and he is ours. My beloved is mine and I am his. He is our God and we are his people. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. And the scripture used so many different wonderful things to describe the Lord to us, but here it uses this controlling metaphor that he's our shepherd. And of course it's so very rich and encouraging to think about what that means, especially if we think about being a shepherd in biblical times. You don't need to turn there, but each night I plan to read a little bit of John 10, because in John 10 you get a very good summary of what a shepherd's work was like in the time of the Lord. So it speaks about how a shepherd calls and leads out his flock. He knows them by name, showing his personal care of them. Contrary to our way with sheepdogs or however they do it now, in their ways, a shepherd walked in front of his sheep and they would follow him. Leads them to grass to eat and a safe fold to rest. Shepherd would defend the flock from wild animals, from wolves, and would separate his sheep from other creatures like the goats. And all of that is actually mentioned in John 10, as the Lord speaks about his work as our shepherd. So, again, I want us to see that when the Lord says he's our shepherd, he's really saying that he cares for us in a comprehensive way. A comprehensive way that he watches over us, he feeds us, he provides everything that we need. He provides the food, the shelter, the rest, and he protects us. And just as a shepherd in Israel would camp out with his sheep, like the angels in the story of the coming to the shepherds at the incarnation, so the Lord's presence is always with us. And that's the heart of when the Lord says he's our shepherd. It's this promise of his comprehensive care that he will be, and he is, and he will provide everything. He will provide everything that we need. That's his promise when he says he's our shepherd. He's going to bring you through the wilderness of this life back home. He's going to protect you. He's going to give you all the grace that you need. And he will not fail you. He will save you completely. And let me say as an aside, I think for me, this is the real heart and glory of the Reformed understanding of the faith that we hold to as a church. What really is the difference from other systems or understandings of the gospel? Well, we boldly say the Lord saves from first to last. He doesn't make salvation possible or a maybe or do half of it. He saves. It's comprehensive. Every need is met. Every challenge answered. He saves us completely to the uttermost. That's what he's saying when he's saying that he's our shepherd. And of course, you probably know that shepherd in biblical times in the ancient world was also a euphemism for king. Kings were called shepherds. And again, you don't need to turn there, but in Jeremiah 23, the Lord rebukes the corrupt kings from the line of David who've led Israel and Judah astray. And he says they're bad shepherds because they've scattered his people. They've not fed them. They've polluted the waters they drink. And it's in that same chapter the Lord promises a better shepherd, one who is a branch of righteousness, who will truly shepherd his people. And so, of course, that is our Lord Jesus being spoken about. And again, if you, and I'm sure it's a passage that we all know well, but if you think about John 10 and look at it as a whole, and run through everything the Lord says there about his work as a shepherd, he covers comprehensively every need of the Christian. He describes all the different parts or stages of salvation, and promises to provide each one for us. Theologians sometimes speak about an ordo salutis, which means an order of salvation, a way of trying to help us understand the different kinds of grace and different stages of grace we experience as God works in us and saves us. And you'll see all of it here in John 10, that he initially calls us, that the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. So he brings us out of the world, out of sin. We come under his care. He speaks about the good shepherd laying down his life for the sheep in order to save them. So his sacrificial death for our justification and for atonement for our sin. And then he speaks of giving the sheep life in all its fullness. I think in the language of John's gospel, that's a promise of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoken about as the gift of life in all its fullness and eternal life in John given to us. And then he also speaks about his completing the work, how he'll keep us, bring us safe to glory. There's those really precious words. He says, no one can snatch his sheep out of his hand. We cannot be taken from him. He says he will give them eternal life and they will never perish. And so he'll preserve his sheep. He'll keep us to the end. So the Lord is my shepherd. As God has inspired these words to be in Scripture, they are a promise to you that he will be, he is, and he will provide everything that you need for life and salvation. It's comprehensive. Do you need forgiveness for your sin? The Lord is my shepherd. Do you need righteousness to be reconciled to God? The Lord is my shepherd. Do you need strength for every day to be sustained, renewed, refreshed? The Lord is my shepherd. Do you need courage for the fight and for trials? hope for the future, confidence. The answer that covers all of them is, the Lord is my shepherd. So it's not for nothing, David then says, I shall not want. I shall want for nothing. Because if the Lord is my shepherd, he provides all things. So as well as a promise from God on his side, on our side, as we take these words and we say them and we believe them, well, they are a confession of faith. It's a declaration of faith to say, the Lord is my shepherd. If you say that, you're confessing your total dependence upon him. If he's the shepherd and we're the sheep, we're helpless without him. As I'm sure you know, sheep wander off and get lost. If sheep fall over, they can't get back up off their backs. They can't right themselves. Sheep are so helpless, they can't cut their own wool. And it'll just, if it's not checked and sheared, it'll keep growing and growing and become really unhealthy and a hindrance, and they'll get into all kinds of difficulty. Sheep are defenseless against predators. Really can't do anything. They're not fast. They're not particularly strong. They're not fight. They're going to fight. And just as we are helpless. We're hopeless in sin and against the devil. And we don't know the way to go. And so again, if we're saying the Lord is my shepherd, we're confessing this, that I'm a sheep and I need the Lord for everything. But we're also confessing our confidence, our sure hope. We can say these words to ourselves. We will not be afraid. We will be saved. When troubles come, no matter how big, we can face them with hope. Because the Lord is my shepherd. One of my favourite hymns is The Lord Will Provide by John Newton. Does anybody know that one? I don't know if it's in many London hymn books, but one of the lines in the hymn, it says, this answers all questions, the Lord will provide. And it's true. It answers all questions. And also to say the Lord is my shepherd is a confession of loyalty. The Lord is my shepherd and no one else. There's no other God. There's no other source of strength. Nothing else I will trust to and rely upon ultimately. Ultimately, not even another person or any flesh, not man's power, not man's wisdom. But I bind myself to the Lord. I am all in with him. And so really, just in this wonderful, simple picture that's so profound, the Lord is my shepherd, the doctrine or the truth about the Lord that's being summed up for us is the glorious all-sufficiency of God. The all-sufficiency of Christ as our Saviour. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Eternal and infinite. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So all grace abound towards you, all sufficiency in all things, an abundance for every good work. Because the Lord is my shepherd. So this week, I hope we can dwell on this, that Psalm 23 is a comprehensive summary and picture of the entire Christian life. And the first line really covers everything. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I hope that we will say those words in faith this evening. Amen.